Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Friday morning from Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. Love being with you. Love knowing that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl in a mere 9 days. We are getting closer. I mean, kind of starting to feel it. So, like, extra more. I'll put it that way. Next week, obviously, even more. But we're getting closer. Eagles practiced yesterday. Brandon Graham practiced. Limited participant, but he practiced. He was out there. He felt good afterwards. We'll tell you about that. Look, we'll cover it all today, and we'll do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
The Statue of Liberty's mouth is 3 feet wide.
3 feet wide. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess
it doesn't seem It doesn't seem that big, does it? Like, I think that's a little smaller than I would have expected.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
And then I looked at a picture of the mouth, and it's kind of like, yeah, it's a small width.
What's what? That's a yard? Is 3 feet a yard?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Indeed. Wow. Very, very good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's me. Very, very good at math. Numbers are my thing.
Hello, Devin. How are you?
Hello.
John, you good?
I think so.
Rhea, you good? Everybody good?
Absolutely.
Seltzer, you ready to rock and roll on a football Friday that's not a traditional football Friday because it's a we got to wait one more week football Friday?
You're damn right, buddy. You know, like, how about this? We get to wait one more week because we're in the Super Bowl and we should revel in it.
You feeling it, James?
Every morning I've woken up this week and I felt it. Like, it's different. Like, I pop out of bed and I'm like, man, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. This is so freaking cool. That's how I feel every morning.
So, look, let's roll with you here today at 215-592-9494. We've obviously touched on the game any number of times this week. But this week was a lot about looking back to the NFC Championship game and to a certain extent the whole season. John, let's put the game up ahead on the table today to start. You know, I'll just ask everyone at 215-592-9494 for an early look ahead of the game. Obviously, on a football Friday, we typically look ahead to the game. Now, this happens to be the variety. We got to wait one more week, and that's fine. But let's put it on the table. Early thoughts on the game, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you sense about what's up ahead with the Eagles, the Chiefs, Super Bowl 59. John, what are your thoughts off the cuff?
I am so looking forward to being the new best team in the world. I'm jumping the gun a little bit. It's hard for me to hold back. I have to actually remind myself, hey, if you let yourself feel it all, you'll be so exhausted and blown out by game time that you won't be worth a lick. So that really is what they used to tell the young guys, you know, playoff time. Yeah. Hey, guys, rein it in. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We have install yet to do. You know, we've got a lot left. Every step of the way, you can lose your mind because it is bigger and better and more exciting than ever before. But we have a this really does mark an interesting point in the NFL, I think.
In what sense?
I think in a bigger sense, you look at the dynasty that was the Chiefs, and I do...
That was the Chiefs. Look at you putting an end to the dynasty. Look at that.
I'm just saying...
Past tense.
Look at
I
what
heard
Howie,
it.
Look at what Howie has built on the defensive side. Look at what Howie has provided skill-wise on the offensive side for this young quarterback. The only thing that I'm concerned about is after this game, our offensive coordinator is you know, probably going to go be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So who's the new offensive coordinator? That is concerning. I don't know what that's going to look like, but man, it feels great that this team is about to prove to everyone that we are that next team of worth. That this head coach is about to prove to a lot of people who doubted. Remember, this is a guy who has not been mentioned in the coach of the year right. conversation.
Ironically, neither does Andy, which is just mind-boggling.
And Andy,
he's in the Belichick category. Never gets
he's
it.
The Tom Brady,
I mean,
the guy who got it so many times. No yeah. one even considered him. The Michael Jordan.
Right, he went 15-1 in games they tried, and it's like, no, you're not coach of the year. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, we have a quarterback who is about to prove himself, too. We have a head coach and a quarterback who are underappreciated, probably, you know, not just across the country, but in his fan base hometown, in his city. We have a lot of questions about two guys in main spots, and I think this is their opportunity to seize the day. This is Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. This is the, you know, carpe diem where you go and you beat the best, and then you become.
You know,
the
John,
best.
I thought Sirianni was outcoached in the last game. I didn't think Jalen was outplayed by Mahomes. I'm talking 2 years ago, but I did think Sirianni was outcoached a bit by.
When I think about the orbit motion and the lack of adjustment, I mean that's just like a very tactile demonstration.
Yeah, and
of
I needed him to go.
Being
I needed Nick to go for that fourth down. And it was fascinating yesterday, first time ever we heard someone from the organization at that stage, Jason Kelce now in retirement. Essentially say, and he kind of just slipped it in there, that he senses that Sirianni regrets not having gone for that fourth down in the fourth quarter. So,
wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, in just over a week's time, I look forward to the shift in perception that's going to take place for Jalen Hurts, for Nick Sirianni, for this team. The Eagles are taking over now, not the Chiefs any longer, and we're going to forcefully take over. And this is it's our time to take the mantle.
Well, I love it. Look, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in on what you're thinking and feeling about this game. So here's where I'm at, and it's really not any different than where I was on Monday or Tuesday. I feel pretty good. I really do. I will say what I've said all week. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. You know, two things that really stand out to me, difference makers from 2 years ago, and I think they are the two most defining elements that for most people say this team, the Eagles, better than 2 years ago. The defense is better, and I thought the defense 2 years ago was really good, but I mean, this is a different level defense. 2 years ago, they feasted on bum quarterbacks to get to statistical greatness. This year, yeah, they face some bum quarterbacks, but they face better quarterbacks. And I just believe in...
We made quarterbacks bum quarterbacks.
Well,
that's
right.
Like, we made
right.
good quarterbacks look like bums,
yeah,
even though they were good.
Yeah, like, here's what why I put it. Like, Avante Maddox, okay, decent 2 years ago. Cooper DeJean, way better. T.J. Edwards...
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Joe, that's the biggest thing. It's a major upgrade at major...
Right.
But like pressure points.
Well, okay, but
you look at a defense like a human body, and you've got certain pressure points that must hold up, that must be stronger than the rest. Like your I don't know, this right arm must be the strongest right arm. Like
That's Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, no, in a lot of Nickel ways, they're just better. I mean, Bond is better than T.J. Edwards. Oh. And I liked T.J. Edwards. Bond has a chance to be the defensive player of the year. I'm certain Jalen Carter is better at this stage than Fletcher Cox at that stage. Certain.
Joe, now, he doesn't have a chance to be the defensive player of the year. What he did this year, he played like the defensive player of the year at a position that he'd never played before, which is unheard of and unprecedented.
It's wild.
And we got to witness that.
No,
it was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
A guy who had this unbelievable blend of skills that made him this crazy hybrid linebacker,
yep.
And no one even knew.
Yep, yep.
That guy runs like a wide receiver, but he hits like a linebacker, hits like a truck. This guy is an albatross, and they knew how to use him.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. Now, look, I'd say the biggest drop-off on the defense is the edge rusher. You don't have the Hassan Reddick presence. You just don't. Now, do I think the Chiefs may have taken advantage of Hassan Reddick in the game by running at him, and we know Hassan was limited, of course, neutralized by the field? Absolutely. But, I mean, we can't ignore Hassan Reddick was a force that year. They don't have that. But Jalen Carter is at this stage better than Fletcher was at that stage. So defense is better. Here's the other thing. Saquon Barkley. I mean, Saquon Barkley.
Enough
so,
said, right?
You know what I mean? So those two elements, you want to talk about pressure points, those two elements give me – but here's the irony. So I'm gonna flip this around for a second and give you some irony. I'm actually – while I do think the Eagles will win the Super Bowl, I am – actually not as confident as I was at this stage 2 years ago. And I think that what happened 2 years ago for me was a lesson.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
In two different things. And I'm curious if this resonates with you, and of course you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. One is to not overassume that our team just gets it done, which I just will be honest with you. I've done it many times as a Philadelphia sports fan. I didn't do it in 01. I wasn't like, oh, Sixers are definitely going to beat the Lakers. Like, that would be foolishness. But there have been plenty of times in my life where I have, just based on having seen our team every game and known that the magic carpet ride was on in the playoffs, said, yeah, I think my team's going to get it done in the championship round. And then, let's be real, more often than not, haven't in our lives. We know that. So there was a lesson for me in that regard 2 years ago. The other lesson I'll say is just never underestimate Patrick Mahomes. Just don't do it. Like, he is closer to Jordan and Gretzky than he is to, like, Magic Johnson, if that makes sense. That, like, he is closer to the absolute top
Magic
of all time.
Magic Johnson was pretty awesome.
Well, that's kind of a weird one. No, but my point is Mahomes is the best quarterback who ever played football.
He
may be the greatest football player of all time. So I'm just saying, while I feel good about the Eagles' chances, I'm just putting it out there. Like, don't just assume. And I think that's fair and reasonable. Because, look, if Mahomes wasn't Mahomes 2 years ago, Eagles wouldn't have won. I mean,
he's the best quarterback to ever play football.
Eagles would have won, and he's still playing.
Yeah. He's playing at his peak. Yeah. And he's being coached by the best coach to ever coach football.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but he's up there. All right.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. Thank you.